This is the Outdoor and Wildlife Program, and this morning we are speaking to Dr. Tobias Keswick, co-author of a paper study published about the Karoo dwarf tortoise, the Karoo patlua perez is also known. And what is the significance and understanding the ecological role of the Karoo dwarf tortoise here in South Africa? Dr. Tobias, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International.
Thank you for having me. Good morning to you too.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you on. Let's start off, Doctor, by providing a brief overview of the study and, of course, its significance in understanding the role of the Karoo dwarf tortoise here in South Africa.
Okay. The study was basically 5 years long, between 2018 and 2022, and it's set up by the Dwarf Tortoise Conservation, which is an organisation that looks exclusively at small tortoises that you get in South Africa, or the two smallest, actually, in the world. The study took place near Williston, the Northern Cape, and then the Karoo. The Karoo, as you probably know, a lot of people know, takes up about a third of the space in South Africa. That's quite a significant amount. These tortoises, just for good measure, are sort of browny red colour, and the females are larger, about 11 centimetres long. And we found the tortoises are using torches in rock crevices. And we used different methodologies to ascertain their diet. What we did, firstly, was we observed the animals eating. So we put radio transmitters on the shells so we could track them, and then we could watch them what they did. And then we collected the scats, and we used three methods there. We looked through a dissection microscope at the scats and tried to identify plants from bits of material in them. And we also used a very new technique called DNA metabarcoding, which is basically the DNA of the plants in the scats compared to the DNA of plants in the tortoise habitat, which they have in a sort of reference library for DNA. And the latter was very sort of high-tech thing, never been done on tortoises before. We also had vegetation pots, which we sort of survey over time each season. And there were dozens of plant taxa were revealed in the tortoise's diet. But one aspect of the DNA metabarcoding that you couldn't do is which you can do with observation, is look at the height, the aspect of the diet analysis, where it's split into stems, fruits, etc. You have to do that by looking at the scat, taking it to pieces. You can't do that, obviously, with the DNA. And what we found at the end of it was that, well, one of the things we found is that the tortoise was dispersing a few species of Karoo plant, largely things called Dole's roses, which are Hermannia species. The role of such a small cryptic species may be overlooked if it disperses an important palatable species for livestock, and livestock farming is obviously a significant part of South African economy. And generally, what's important is if you look at this in terms of biodiversity, even a small tortoise species is playing a role in helping to fulfill the life cycle of Karoo plants. So it's only by doing studies like this you begin to understand the part played by the individual species and their contribution to the entire ecosystem ecology.
Mm. Doctor, you know, the study, like you say, suggests that the Karoo dwarf tortoise may play a crucial role in seed dispersal and germination to certain plant species. Can you maybe elaborate on how this process works and its importance in the arid Karoo region?
What the tortoise does, basically, and some species, there's theories that they put the sort of leaves and stuff around the fruit so that the tortoise eats it. But basically, when the tortoise eats the fruit, it then wanders off somewhere else, probably back. They live in crevices, so it will wander off to its crevice, and obviously once it's digested and passed through the gut of the tortoise, the seed will be left in the wherever the tortoise has deposited it, and then if it's the right sort of circumstances, it'll obviously germinate, and there you get a new plant, and hence the sort of fulfilling the role of the tortoise in Karoo ecology.
And Doctor, the Karoo dwarf tortoise is highly endangered, right, due to different reasons. Could you provide more details on what are some of the specific threats and challenges that they are facing in the natural environment?
Well, some of it is, I mean, if you get this, the site that we used was, you know, had 30, it looked like the salts had been looked after pretty well by the farmer. And I think a lot of farmers obviously do look after the salt. But sometimes what you get is in situations like droughts or severe long droughts, a combination of overgrazing and drought is very damaging to the tortoise. And the other thing that has been a problem for the tortoise is the presence of corvids in the area. Now, corvids are crows and ravens. Ravens occur there naturally, but crows, it's got to be more looked into. But what we've got is roads coming into places like the Karoo with telecom poles, which are providing perching and nesting sites where there were none before. The Karoo traditionally was a shrubland, so it didn't have much place for crows to perch. Now they have, and also they've got roadkill to supplement them. And these, we know, do predate on the tortoises. We find various shells caved in at the back. That's probably more the ravens, but they also take, we know they take small other tortoise species. So that is probably the other threat, is the corvids.
Talk with regards to conservation actions. You know, what conservation actions are currently underway to address the many threats, especially the predation by the ravens and the crows, you know, and how is the Endangered Wildlife Trust and other organizations collaborating to protect the species?
Well, basically what we try and do is we try and, I've worked a little bit with the Endangered Wildlife Trust, and what they're trying to do is they're going around generally trying to find species that are endangered, which allows them to try and make stewardship programs with farmers or landowners. So they're basically, if they've got on the conservation side, they're the ones with the weight. They're the ones that are able to try and survey areas, find species that are endangered, and then try and get them, those areas turns into reserves or as I say, stewardship agreements of the farmers. The other thing that has been done is that Victor Lure, who basically sort of who headed the study and started dwarf tortoise conservation, he found it was impossible in the wild to investigate their breeding. So he got permission to take four of the tortoises back with him to the Netherlands, and he's successfully managed to get 20 hatchlings. Now, it'll take 6 to 10 years or so to understand their growth to maturity. But what it does do is provide a sort of, you know, it provides, with its dwarf tortoise, it becomes extinct. It means we've got a sort of chance of being able to reintroduce animals into the wild.
So the breeding program or the breeding of Karoo dwarf tortoises in captivity thus far has been successful?
Yes, yeah, no, it has. Yeah, I mean, 20 hatchlings, it's not been very long since they've been in captivity. So, yes, I mean, I know from talking to Victor, it was quite tough to start off with. A lot of these things eat quite specific things, and sometimes, you know, it takes a while for them to get used to being in captivity, but they definitely have done that, because they wouldn't be breeding if they weren't happy with their situation.
Mm. Doc, could you maybe delve deeper into the potential, you know, consequences of losing the Karoo dwarf tortoise and its impact on the Karoo ecosystem?
Well, it's a small cog in the sort of wheel of the Karoo, but it, you know, potentially quite an important one. I mean, it disperses certain species. Whether it's the only animal that disperses those species, I don't know. But it just shows you that even a small little brown tortoise, which you never would have thought necessarily, you know, you wouldn't have been of much consequence. It is dispersing plants, and these plants are palatable to livestock and to other wild animals. So it's fulfilling an important ecological role. And I think everybody looks at it, and it's small. This is a small incident, and there's not much consequence. But it's one of many small incidents that makes the whole thing, which is why biodiversity is important.
Mm. What about the possibility? What about the future? You know, potential future plans, and what about the possibility of wild reintroductions?
Yeah, I think what one thing about this tortoise is it's very hard to find. You have to look in crevices with a torch in the Karoo, and it gets very hot, and it's a difficult thing to do. Sorry, can you repeat the question? I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is, you know, what about the future plans, the potential future plans, and what about wild reintroductions?
What we've been working with the Endangered Wildlife Trust, and they've been extremely good, and we're trying to locate other populations. I think the problem with this population that we're currently looking at is that it's mainly old animals. It's not many juveniles or things. So we know they lay eggs and that kind of thing, because we saw it there, but we never found many juveniles over the time. So if it's an adult population, what basically is happening is it's really dying because there's no recruitment. So that particular population is looking seriously under threat. But EWT do go to the site, and they do searches of tortoises periodically. And it's much in their hands at the moment. They've been extremely helpful. And we want to find other populations of this tortoise, but that will take time because, they're difficult to find. It takes a lot of looking. That's what we'd like to do. I think that at the moment it's too early to talk about reintroduction from captive bred animals. I think it's just too early to start talking about that kind of thing.
Hmm. Doc, final question. Like we're saying that the Karoo dwarf tortoise is highly endangered, and we mentioned that the population is crashing due to a combined threat of habitat degradation, and we spoke about the ravens and the crows. And we also known for the fact that, the females only lay one egg at a time, which may take up to a decade to reach maturity. So in South Africa, how many Karoo tortoises are we looking at? An estimation, how many are there in the country?
We did a population study in the site, which is, of course, quite a small site near Williston and Carnarvon. And we worked out using a Markerly capture, which is a technique to work out population sizes in the wild. And we worked out there might be sort of up to about 800 individuals on the study site based on calculations. But I can't really extrapolate that to sort of South Africa-wide amount. I mean, they wouldn't live in the northern, the eastern, the western Cape, in the Karoo. And you need to do an awful lot of surveys, which are very difficult. So at the moment, I'm not sure that we know the exact number, but we have got a vague idea for the actual area we surveyed.
Okay. Doc, thanks so much for the information, talking about the Karoo dwarf tortoise. Very interesting, so thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Thanks very much for letting me talk.
Thanks, Doctor. Bye-bye.
Bye.